In this video, I will show you how you can plan your studies and sign up for courses in the SISU system. It is important that you plan your studies carefully so that signing up for courses will be successful and you will receive all your course credits on time and without hassle. I am currently in SISU as a student. Now let's look at how you can plan your studies. First, I will show you how you can search for possible courses. Here you can search for courses by using the course name, or the course code. Or if you don't know the exact code or name, you can use other keywords. You can filter the search results with different filters, such as organization, curriculum period, course level, and teaching periods. I would recommend that you use at least the curriculum period or teaching period filter so that you will be shown the most current courses that are taught in this curriculum. If you find an interesting course that you want to save for later, you can add it to your course card by clicking Add to the course card here. You can see what is on your course card by clicking the course card icon. Here, it looks like a notepad. Here you can see what I have saved on my course card. Here is the sports course that I just added. You can think of the course card as a notepad where you write down interesting courses for later. Adding a course to the course card is not necessary for your study plan or signing up for courses. It's just for your memory. Now let's take a look at the actual study planning. Study planning is done on the structure of studies page here. I already have one existing plan, but I can make a new one by clicking this New Study Plan button on the upper right corner. After that, a Create a New Study Plan window will open. In this window, there are two tabs, My Educations and All Educations. All those educations that you have a study right to will be listed here in the My Educations tab. In the All the Educations tab, you can search for any education that the University of Jyväskylä offers. For now, let's use the My Educations tab and select Master's Degree Education in Corporate Environmental Management. If you are starting your studies in this degree education for the first time, choose the current curriculum period. If you have started your studies earlier, you may want to choose the curriculum period based on the year you have started your studies in this particular degree. If you are unsure which curriculum period you should use, you can consult your study counselor. Since I am a new student in this education, I have only one option here, the current curriculum period. If you want to, you can give your study plan a different name. When you are ready, click Create a Plan. You can create several study plans, but one of them always has to be marked as your primary plan. The first plan you create will automatically become your primary plan. Since I already had one plan for this education, this new plan is not automatically marked as primary. I can make it a primary plan by clicking these three dots at the upper right corner, and from here, I click Select as the primary plan. Now that I have created this study plan, let's look at the structure. The structure of this plan is the structure of the master's degree education in corporate environmental management. The structure of the study plan may vary between different educations, and also it may look somewhat different if you are an exchange student. But the basic principle of planning your studies is always the same, so don't be worried if the study plan you create doesn't look exactly like the one I have here. The idea of the study plan is to guide the student in planning their studies, so that the studies will be done according to the requirements of the degree. Through the rules specified in the structure of the study plan, the student will choose studies that are either compulsory, recommended, or possible in this degree. Now let's take a closer look at the structure of the study plan in this education. These lines and arrows on the left side show which part of the plan are part of each headline or grouping module in the plan. If you look at the line that grows from the master's degree education all the way down, you will see that everything in this study plan is part of the master's degree education. And if you look at, for example, at the advanced studies in this degree program, you will see that inside of it, there are two grouping models, compulsory studies and optional models. Here, on the right side, the status of each study model or grouping model is shown. If it says selections done, it means that either everything in this part is mandatory, or you have already made all the needed choices. If the status says selections missing, it means that you have not yet made all the choices required in that particular part of the study plan. Next to the status is the credits. The number at the top shows how many credits have to be chosen for each part of the study plan. And under it, on the left, is shown how many you have chosen, and on the right, how many credits you have completed. When we look at, for example, the advanced studies here, we will see that the required number of credits is 82. Before I have done any selections myself, 77 credits have already been selected. And those are the 77 credits from the compulsory studies here. These courses are all compulsory and I don't have to make any choices here. But inside the advanced studies, there is optional studies, and here it says selections missing. Once I click the optional studies headline, the list of possible courses opens to the right side of the study plan. Sometimes, like in this case, there can be written guidelines for what choices are recommended in this part of the study plan. In these particular optional studies, the minimum requirement is 5 credits. So, if I choose this 5 credit course by clicking the bill, it will appear on my study plan. And the selections in the optional studies are done. If I take this course out by clicking the pill again and add this 3 credits course, the optional studies will say that selections are missing. So I have to choose other courses until the required minimum is met. Once I have chosen the courses I want, I can click here. Now let's take a look at the communication and language studies. Here we will see that selections are missing. So let's click the headline. And on the right side, we will see two grouping models with the rule select one. So here, I have to choose either Communication and Language Studies for International Students or Communication and Language Studies for Finnish Students. Now, if I choose the studies for international students, they will appear in my plan. And here I can see that there are these three mandatory courses. But under the mandatory courses is this headline Elective Communication and Language Studies. And the status is Optional Selections. This means that if I want, I can choose courses under this headline, but it is not mandatory. When I click this headline, I can see that there is this instruction. And I could search for the course I want to add by writing the code or name in this search box. And click it here, and now it's in my plan. And this same way, you should go through all the headlines in your study plan and check the status and make the required choices in each part of the study plan. Like, for example, here, in Compulsory Other Studies, I should choose whether I am a student with environmental background or business background. And once I choose, the plan will give me compulsory studies based on my background. And here I would again make the needed choices according to the rules shown here. The elective study modules is a place where I can add study modules from other chapters that I would like to study as minors. If I want to remove something from my study module, I click the headline above it and then click the pin, and now it's gone. Here, in Other Studies, I can add individual courses that are not part of any other part of my study plan. For example, if I want to take a few courses in history, but I'm not going to do the whole Basics of History module, I could add the individual courses here by clicking the Optional Courses headline and searching for the courses I want. On the left side of the study plan, there is this blue Add to the Plan button. If you click here, you can add courses that you have already completed to your plan. You can also add courses that you have added to your course card to the plan from here. Click this arrow next to the course you want to add, and the system will show where in your study plan you could add this particular course. Since this is not a communication or language course, I will add it to the optional courses by clicking Select and after that Confirm. Now that I have started planning my studies, I would like to get some guidance and help from my counselor. I can send a message to my counselor by clicking this guidance button. Here I can send a comment. The comment can be either general or targeted to a specific part of the study. Now let's make a targeted comment. Here I have to choose the part of the study plan that my question is about. Let's, for example, choose this compulsory other studies. Once I've clicked it, and it's blue, click OK, and write your message. Before you can send, you have to select that you agree to the terms, and after that, click send. And now my comment has been sent to my counselor, and they can see my plan and send me a message regarding my comment. You can go back to your study plan by clicking go back to structure. Now that I have planned what I will study, I can plan when I will study them by adding courses to my timeline. Timeline is not a mandatory step in the planning and signing up process, and you can go straight to signing up once you have done your study plan. However, the timeline is a helpful tool in making sure your studies and workload are spread evenly throughout the academic year. And it makes it easier for you to sign up to the courses at the right time during your studies. It also helps you keep track of your yearly study credit goals. If you are an exchange student, timelining your studies might not be that important, but you can still do it if you think it is helpful for you. Now let's go to the timeline page. Here, where it says Eino's new plan, I can choose which study plan I would like to timeline. Let's now choose this Eino's plan that I just created and planned. Here you can see a timeline that is divided into semesters and periods. Summer periods aren't shown as default, but you can click here if you want to see them in your timeline as well. If you click the timing template button on the left, you can see if there are ready-made timeline templates for your education. Here is DEMMP Freshman 2020. So I choose that. And now you can see the model timeline for these studies. If there are templates available for your education, it's good to use them, since they usually show when a particular course is typically taught, so it's easier to plan your studies. Those courses that are in your plan but are not in the template, you can add to your timeline by clicking Add Courses to the Timeline. For example, I can click here the sports course and add it to my timeline by clicking on the period I want. I can edit my timeline by putting my cursor over the course and then clicking these three dots here. If you click Edit Timing, you can extend how long you want the time to be on your timeline, like so. If you click Move course, you can move it to another place in your timeline. If you want to, you can add your own notes on the timeline by clicking these three dots on the right corner. And here, add your own note. First, click on the timeline where you want to add the note. And after that, write your note. And then save. Now that I have planned and timelined my studies, let's look at the signing up for courses. Signing up is done on the study calendar page. Here you can see your study calendar, and on the right is where you sign up for courses. Go to the Teaching Not Selected tab here, and here you will see listed all those courses that I have in my study plan that I have not yet signed up for. I am now going to sign up for this course. So when you are signing up for a course, first click Continue to Selections button here. Here you can see the course info. It opens to the Completion Methods tab. Here is also the Info tab, where you can find more information about the learning outcomes and contents and things like that. And the Substitution page, where you can find possible equivalencies to other courses. But the signing up happens here in the Completion Methods. Also, when you are signing up, make sure that you have the most current version. So here we have the most current version. If you need to change the version, you can do it here. But now we use the current version for this particular course. So let's look a bit at the completion methods. This course has two completion methods. These dots, so which teaching is part of which completion method. So here is already selected method 1, and the little dot is here. So the part of the completion method is teaching, and there are lectures. And in method 2, there is independent study, and the teaching is done as an independent project. Here the method 1 is already chosen, but if I would like to select the method 2, then I would click here on the method 2, and after that on this green button select this completion method. And if I want to go back to the method 1, I just click here and then again select this completion method. Now that I have chosen the method 1, I must choose which teaching I will sign up for. This one has two possible options, one in the autumn and the other in the spring. If I want to see more information about either of them, I can click here and it will take me down here where there is information about course, registration, groups and teaching times. And if I go up and click on this other one, then it will take me to information about that. You can also just scroll here and click on these arrows. Now I have looked at my options and I have decided that I want to sign up for the course in autumn. So I click Select here. And now that I have clicked on Select, a banner has appeared up here. And I just click on this Proceed to Enroll here. And now Sisu takes me directly to the enrollment page and back to the calendar. And here on the right side of the calendar, I will make the final group choices and sign up for the teaching I have chosen. This particular teaching has 2D teaching group types. So there are lectures here, and then there are demo groups. The lectures are mandatory, so I don't have to sign up for them myself. Once I will sign up for this course, I will be signed up to those lectures as well. Here I can choose if I want to show the lectures in my calendar or not. And now when I scroll down, I see that there are two possible demo groups, demo 1 and demo 2. And here are the instructions. So I have to select at least one suitable group and confirm students will be placed in one group and primary group selections will be taken into consideration if possible. Now, what this means is that if you look at these options here, there is preferred group, suitable and not suitable. And I have to mark one of these based on whether this particular group is suitable for me or not. You can compare these two groups first before signing up by tapping the show events in your calendar. And I would go here and see how it would fit in my schedule, and then I could do the same thing with the demo group too. And once I've determined that demo group 1 is more suitable for me, I would put preferred group here, and then suitable for the demo group 2. There is also the option of not suitable, but I suggest that you do not use that not suitable option unless you really, really cannot attend a lecture, because then there's a risk that you might not get to the course if the groups that you have put as preferred groups are full. And now that I have chosen my preferred and suitable groups for this course, I just have to click Enroll here. And after that, confirm. If you have different study rights, you can choose here which study right you want to attach this particular course to. But if you have just one right, just press confirm here. And now my enrollment has been processed. And here it says you have enrolled. The enrollments have not been confirmed yet. But here it gives an estimation that if the enrollment would end now, I would be selected. But this is not a final confirmation, so I will have to wait until this time here, until I will be confirmed for this course. During the enrollment time, so in this case until this date, I can change my group selections. So if something would come up, I would enroll to another course that's at the same time as this one, then I could go and change this to not suitable and make this one my preferred group, and then just press update enrollment. Updating the enrollment won't affect your chances of getting to the course when you are enrolling to a course that has this kind of enrollment that doesn't confirm the students until the end of the enrollment period. There can also be courses that use the automatic enrollment, and on those courses you will automatically get a response and confirmation whether you have been selected for that course or not. And once the enrollment has ended, you can come back to this enrollment page here and check if you have gotten in. And you can filter this page based on whether you have enrolled or not. So if you want to see all the courses you have enrolled to, you can just click this pill and then unclick those two. And then there would only appear those courses that you have enrolled to. And you can also use these two pills to filter those enrollments that have been confirmed and those who have been rejected.